Many of you have born children. We call them sons and daughters. And we are somebody's son or daughter. Very peculiar love affair in that. You think you love other people's children until you have your own. And then for some reason, you happen to have the best children that there are. They're prettier than everybody else's. There's no question in the world but what mine are the smartest, but you also, you then have the, you have the second smartest children in the world. Don't get ugly down here now. Just laugh when I wiggle my finger at you. Don't laugh when I'm there. And you know, one of the mistakes that we as parents make is that we think they ought to have everything they want. And we bust the budget to make sure they get it. And then we argue with our mate over who's too strict and who's too lenient. And God treats us the same way. God loves you this morning. When you hear the Spirit of the Lord speak to you, you ever notice He never says, "Hey, you"? My problem is that when He corrects me, He says, "Jim." I wish He said, "Jim." Many of you are parents. And you have the privilege of being parented to the second most wonderful children in the world. Barbara and I happen to have the first. It is a divine prejudice. For God also thought His Son was the best. Interesting thing was, His Son sort of walked it out and proved it. Mine didn't, but neither did my father's. What we're doing in this season of the year is not trying to decide what we send to Aunt Molly. What in the world are we going to give the kids? Honeydew, what do you want for Christmas this year? Well, how much can we spend? Gee, where will we put it? And then the real killer, what in the world made them think we would want this? What will we ever do with it? We can't throw it away. They'll know. And where will we put it that nobody will see it? Christmas is a very complicated thing for a lot of people. Can I help you maybe just smooth it down a little bit? The only thing, when you boil it down, that really makes Christmas a Christmas for you is to reaffirm within yourself that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe and receive will be the number two child in God's heart. Those of you who sat under my ministry know that I used to say with my head up and my chest out, God loves me more than anybody else in the world. careful now, Betty. And people would come to me after church and say, well, what do you mean God loves you? Well, I said, he sent Jesus to die for me. Well, he sent Jesus to die for me too. I said, then you should think you are the most important thing in God's kingdom. If you really believe that God let Christ die for you, you ought to think you're important. You ought to stand up and square your shoulders and say, I'm God's number one. See, I believe that. I believe that. That's the reason I have the best wife in the world. Because I'm number one. God said, I give you the best I got. He gave me her. Well, you don't know my wife. That's the way I think you ought to think about your wife. You're wrong, but you should think that. I hope that this little short ramble will cause you to have the best Christmas you've ever had. Jesus first. Your family second. And the rest of God's family straight on out. Pastor asked me if I would read to you. I told him no. So here I am. Tells you how hard-headed your pastor is. I want you not to hear me, but I want you to hear the scripture that you have heard so many times. It's redundant. Oh, I've heard it. That's not true. You see, you're not who you were last Sunday. Oh, you got the same name. Some of you, heaven help you, got the same face. I mean, you know, but what are you going to do? But you're not the same person. Things have happened in your life, and things have happened around you, and things have happened in the world, and there's a little bend in who you are because of where you've been and what you've done and what you've seen and what you've heard and what you've experienced. And tomorrow morning it'll be different then, because today you will have sat and heard Pastor Jim ramble and ramble and ramble and ramble, and you'll say, I'll never be the same listening to that man again. That's true. Because every day is brand new. Every day, God lets you open your eyes and you know who you are. That's all you need to know. Who you are. You're blessed. God has said, I love you enough to keep you. Not a soul in this room said hallelujah. I think I'll stomp you on the way out. When I was pastoring, I frequently told you that my children were the most wonderful children in the world because they were my children. And a lot of people after the service would come up to me and say, well, your children are more wonderful than mine. I said, I think so. And you should think so too. You remembered. How soon we forget. Now, the reality is that we are made in the image of God. Therefore, when I say to people, God thinks I'm the most wonderful child he has, They laugh. They say, you ought not to say that kind of thing. That's what I say about my children. I tell each one of my children, I love you best. How many of you have ever heard me say, God loves me better than anybody? Yeah, see that? Yeah. All the time. Yes, sir. Because he had a perfect son that he sent to die for me. Can you imagine that? I mean, those of you who know me, stop not shaking your head. Just a little no will do all right. Don't jump up and down. But oh, how much he loved you.